Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Royal Path of Life by T.L. Haynes and L.W. Yagi, published in 1882. The little things in life are not to be dismissed. For want of a nail, the horseshoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. Every pea helps to fill the bowl. Little and often fills the purse. Moments are the golden sands of time. Every day is a little life, and our whole life is but a day repeated. Those, therefore, who dare lose a day are dangerously profligate. Those who dare misspend it, desperate. Springs are little things, but they are sources of large streams. A helm is a little thing, but it governs the course of a ship. Nails and pegs are little things, but they hold parts of large buildings together. Zeros and ones are little things, but without them we would have no computers. A word, a look, a frown, all are little things, but powerful for good or evil. Think of this and mind the little things. Pay that little debt. Its promise, redeem. Little acts are the elements of true greatness. They raise life's value to its highest power. They are tests of character and indifference. They are the straws upon life's mysterious current and show the current's way. The heart is found inside them. They move on the dial of responsibility. They indicate our destiny. They help to make the immortal woman and man. It matters not so much where we are as what we are. It is seldom that acts of moral heroism are called for. Rather, the real heroism of life is to do all its little duties promptly and faithfully. There are no such things as trifles in the biography of an individual. Drops make up the sea. Acorns cover the earth with oaks. Sands make up the bar in the harbor's mouth, and little things in youth accumulate into character with age, and destiny in eternity. All the links in that glorious chain which is in all and around all, we can see and admire, or at least admit. But the staple to which all is fastened, and which is the conductor of all, is the throne of deity. If you cannot be a great river, bearing great vessels of blessing to the world, you can be a little spring by the wayside of life, singing merrily all day and all night, and giving a cup of cold water to every weary, thirsty person who passes by. Life is made up of little things. Those who travel over a continent must go step by step. Those who write books must do it sentence by sentence. Those who learn a science must master it fact by fact, and principle after principle. What is the happiness of our life made up of? little courtesies, little kindnesses, pleasant words, genial smiles, a friendly letter, good wishes and good deeds. One in a million, once in a lifetime, may do a heroic action, but the little things that make up our life come every day and every hour. If we make the little events of life beautiful and good, then the whole life is full of beauty and goodness. There is nothing too little for humankind. It is by studying little things that we attain the great art of having as little misery and as much happiness as possible. If a straw can be made the instrument of happiness, it is a wise one who does not overlook it. A very little thing makes all the difference. Is it not strange that in the face of these facts, we will neglect the details? That many people consider such small details beneath them? And when they hear of the success of a business person who is, perhaps, more solid than brilliant, they say sneeringly that he or she is great in little things. Is it not the little things that, in the aggregate, make up whatever is great? Is it not the countless grains of sand that make the beach, the trees that form the forest, the successive strata of rock that compose the mountains, the myriads of almost imperceptible stars that whiten the heavens with the Milky Way? So it is with character, fortune, and all the concerns of life. The little things combined form the great bulk. It is the minutes wasted that wound the hours and mar the day. It is the pennies neglected that squander the dollars. The majority of people disdain the little things. It is apt to be thought indicative of a narrow mind and a petty spirit to be scrupulous about such matters. Yet the little things are the source of not only our greatness, but also our destruction. In habits, in manners, in business, we have only to watch the little things and all will be clear. The smallest leak, overlooked, may sink a ship. The smallest tendency to evil thinking or evil doing, left unguarded, may wreck a character and life. No ridicule should dissuade us from looking after the trifles. The greatest and best of people have not been above caring for the little things, some of which have to do with every hour and every purpose of our lives. Discoveries are made mostly through little things. The art of printing owes its origin to rough impressions, for the amusement of children, from letters carved on the bark of a beech tree, a slight matter which thousands had passed over with neglect. Gunpowder was discovered from the falling of a spark on some material mixed in a mortar. The marvelous results of the steam engine can all be attributed to an individual observing steam issuing from a bottle just emptied and placed casually close to a fire. He plunged the bottle's neck into cold water and was intelligent enough to notice the instantaneous rush which ensued from this simple condensing apparatus. Electricity was discovered by a person observing that a piece of rubbed glass, or some similar substance, attracted small bits of paper, etc. Pendulum clocks were invented from Galileo's observing the lamp in a church swinging to and fro. The telescope we owe to some children of a spectacle maker, placing two or more pairs of spectacles before each other and looking through them at a distant object. The barometer originated when a pump had been fixed higher than usual above the surface of a well, and a sagacious observer hence deduced the pressure of the atmosphere and tried quicksilver. Careful attention and painstaking industry always mark the true worker. The greatest men and women are not those who, quote, despise the day of small things, but those who improve it the most carefully. Michelangelo was one day explaining to a visitor at his studio what he had been doing with a statue since his previous visit. I have retouched this part, polished that, softened this feature, brought out that muscle, given some expression to this lip, and more energy to that limb. But these are trifles, remarked the visitor. It may be so, replied Michelangelo, but recollect that trifles make perfection, and perfection is no trifle. So it was also said of Nicolas Poussin, the painter, that the rule of his conduct was that whatever is worth doing at all is worth doing well. And when asked late in life by what means he had gained so high a reputation among the painters of Italy, he emphatically answered, "Because I have neglected nothing." Many of the most distinguished names in the world's history labored for decades to finally attract the admiring notice of humankind. But their star will never die. Their works, their influence on the age in which they lived, will perpetuate to remote generations. This should be an encouragement to all those who are dutifully plodding along, for their time may come. It is the intelligent eye of the careful observer which gives apparently trivial phenomena their value. So trifling a matter as the sight of seaweed floating past his ship enabled Columbus to quell the mutiny which rose among his sailors at not discovering land, and to assure them that the eagerly sought new world was not far off. It is the close observation of little things which is the secret of success in business, in art, in science, and in every pursuit in life. Human knowledge is but an accumulation of small facts made by successive generations of people. The little bits of knowledge and experience carefully treasured up by them and growing at length into a mighty pyramid. Though many of these facts and observations seemed at first to have but slight significance, they are all found to have their eventful uses and to fit into their proper places. Even many speculations seemingly remote turn out to be the basis of results that are eminently practical and useful. Had not mathematicians toiled for so long over the abstract relations of lines and surfaces, it is probable that but few of our mechanical inventions would have seen the light. When Benjamin Franklin made his discovery of the identity of lightning and electricity, it was sneered at, and people asked, "Of what use is it?" To which his apt reply was, "What is the use of a child? It may become a man, a woman." When Galvani discovered that a frog's leg twitched when placing contact with different metals, it could scarcely have been imagined that so apparently insignificant a fact could lead to important results. Yet therein lay the germ of the electric telegraph, the first technology to bind the intelligence of continents together, and, quote, put a girdle round the globe. So remember this, there is nothing so small that it should remain forgotten, and no fact, however trivial, that may not prove useful in some way or other if carefully interpreted. Pay attention to the little things, and great things will surely follow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.